It is my honor to probably for the last time bring greetings from OCCJ to all of you. We're so delighted that you're with us today, and it looks like we're going to have just about a full house. It is our honor to present this series of important interfaith conversations every year. This is our 31st year, and it's just a wonderful opportunity for people of all faiths to come together and share on their perspective on important issues. Thanks to Bill, when he said, "I'm chairing this year's series," this is actually his 8th consecutive year, so let's give him another big hand. He doesn't know that this is for life, but we'll tell him later. and thank you, David, for the warm welcome. And thanks to Bill, David, all our friends at Boston Avenue for hosting us today. Special thanks to Vicki Langston, who may still know, there's Vicki, and her Interfaith Concerns Committee, who have provided the cookies, coffee, greeted us at the door, and just really welcomed us with such warm and gracious hospitality. Thanks to Dr. Gary Poliso-Verdin for moderating. I know Gary's here. There's Gary. For moderating this year's series and for all his help and guidance in planning the series. It was not the easiest topic that we have ever tackled, so we thank you, Gary. Thanks, of course, to all our presenters today. We're so grateful for the time and effort you put into your presentations, and we're so looking forward to that. Thanks to the Trialogue Planning Committee. Would all of you who are on the committee please stand and let us thank you? Everybody who serves on the committee. Thank you. Thank you. This committee meets year-round to work on this. It doesn't just happen overnight. And we had many, many extra committee meetings this summer to wrestle with this topic and how it could be presented. I also want to say a special thanks to Ira Rothman. Ira, would you stand, please, and let us thank you. Ira is videotaping the series, and we will have all of them on the OCCJ website. We'll have the last session and this session, hopefully, within the week, and then we'll have the entire session, of course, when it's finished. Thank you to Frank Crystal, who is standing at the back, for recording for KWGS. Thank you, Frank, very, very much. And last week's session is already on the Public Radio Tulsa website. So you can, if you did miss last week's session, you can go on and listen to that. I'd also like to invite all the OCCJ board members who are here to stand. I mentioned Gary Poliso-Verdin, one of our board members, Sister Barbara Austin. I think I saw Bob Martin walk in. Did I miss anyone? Thank you all for all you do for OCCJ. I'd like to also just mention briefly, and I won't go into any detail because these are all mentioned on the next to the last, the inside back cover of your program for today, some upcoming programs. Of course, Open Tables, which Vicki Langston and her committee work on year-round. The next one takes place right here at Boston Avenue on Sunday, March 30th. If you want more information, please, Vicki, would you raise your hand? Please see Vicki afterwards. It's a wonderful opportunity to have dinner with people of all faith traditions and just get to know them better over a shared meal. Also, speaking of Vicki and another committee that she chairs, the storytelling festival, Tapestry of Tales, Tulsa's first storytelling festival. Vicki chairs that committee, and we've been working for several years, Bill and others of you in this room. And that will take place right here, April 25th and 26th. There's bookmarks on your table and information in the program about that. We hope you'll be with us. I'd also invite you to take a look at the Passport to Inclusion series that OCCJ is going to present throughout the year. Our first session will be April 28th and 29th, so please mark that on your calendar. We'd love for you to be with us. And then, of course, Camp Anytown. This year is our 20th anniversary of Camp Anytown. How many of you have had a child, a grandchild, a niece, a nephew, a friend, or maybe been to Anytown as a delegate or staff? Would you raise your hand? Wonderful. Wonderful. This is our flagship youth program that we do every year for high school students from throughout the state. It is a life-changing program, and I don't say that lightly. The students that go to Anytown, 99% of them say in a post-camp survey that it is the single most important experience of their life up to that point. So if you know of a student right now who is in the 9th, 10th, or 11th grade, I hope you will give them one of these brochures that are over on our browse table and encourage them to apply either with the brochure or online. The applications are on our website. And I promise you, and you can promise them, they will not ever regret this experience. And last but not least, our Different in the Same program, which many of you have volunteered for us, and we really need more volunteers. If you like second graders, you will love this program, and they will love you. You go into the second grade classroom in the Tulsa Public Schools. This is a mandated program that we sponsor in Tulsa, Union, and Broken Arrow, and it takes a lot of volunteers, and we could sure use some more help. So, Sarah, would you please raise your hand? Sarah Rana is our program coordinator for Different and the Same, and she would be happy to visit with you and talk to you about a brief training session and then getting you plugged in to one of the schools. And that brings me to, speaking of Sarah, would the OCCJ staff please stand up? I mentioned Sarah, our program coordinator for Different and the Same and our school-based programs. Moises Echeverria, who is our program coordinator for this and all of our interfaith adult programs, and a list a mile long of other programs. Maggie Jewell. Maggie, would you raise your hand? Our fund development director. And Jackie Cephas, our operations specialist. And this is a amazing, amazing group of folks. And next week, I'm really excited. My successor, Jamie Cox, who some of you know, she's a former Tulsan and has been living in Houston for 8 or 9 years, but as Bill mentioned, she will start in this position mid-March, but she's going to be with us next Sunday. She's going to come up from Houston, and I hope you'll be here to welcome her, and she'll probably give some brief remarks at our final session. So thank you all so, so much for being with us today, and for those of you that have been coming to this for 20 25, 30 years, we are so, so grateful for your commitment to this program. Thank you.